Derek, thank you very much. Time to unveil our charity champion presented by TFNB, your bank for life, the official local bank of Baylor Athletics. Each home game again this year, we will unveil a new charity champion. And drum roll, please. This week it is the Greater Waco Sports Commission. And Mike Vogelaar is the executive director, and he joins us now. Mike, congratulations to you on being named a charity champion. What does that mean to you?
Thanks, John. It is quite an honor. Time after time, I've been at the Baylor games and have seen these charity champions be highlighted, and I've always had that thought of like, oh, if we could only be one of these. And so to be able to live that out now, it's going to be really exciting.
Very good. What do you know about what comes with this, and how will it help the Greater Waco Sports Commission?
Yeah, I mean, TFNB, your bank for life, they do so much for these nonprofits. There's obviously the recognition at the Baylor football and basketball games this upcoming year, but then there's a lot of coaching and resources that they deploy to the nonprofits to be able to help us with things behind the scenes, everything from grant writing assistance to some marketing assistance to coaching and training. And it's really just a way to be able to help develop us as an organization to become more efficient in telling our story and also making an impact in the community.
Yeah, very good. The Charity Champion program is such a well-oiled machine, you know, and it does provide all of those benefits to those that they select as a charity champion. And the exposure is, I would think, just a huge part, you know, again, letting more people know who you are and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. To be able to share our story and our mission to so many folks is an incredible opportunity that we're fortunate to be able to take advantage of.
Mike Vogelaar is our guest, executive director of the Greater Waco Sports Commission. They are this week's charity champion presented by TFNB, your bank for life. And Mike, you've got the platform here, and you're going to be on the field here at the game tonight. Big game, by the way, big crowd, so really good. A lot of eyeballs on you this evening. But you have the floor. What do you need? How can people listening contribute to you, volunteer? What do you need?
Yeah, I mean, as with all organizations, there's so many different needs that we have. So to try and pare it down to singular one or two is pretty hard, but you know, for our events to be able to make them successful, you know, volunteers is really the secret sauce. And so I know that there's, you know, for high school students that are looking for hours, but then there's also adults that just want to be able to get involved. And so we've got things as far as event assistance for all ages and physical, you know, capabilities. But the specific ask that we're going to be making tonight at the game is we're looking for 30 commercial grade two-way radios. Just because with all these different events, our team is dispersed across a lot of different physical places, and just for our communications to be better. To be frank and honest, we've operated a number of our events just through cell phones. So you can only imagine when we're trying to get in touch with each other, sending text messages and phone calls, it's not nearly as efficient as being able to use, you know, some reliable, you know, comms like radios. So we're looking for anybody that might have some that are donatable, you know, some older ones, or potentially, you know, for a good deal or sale. You know, we're in need of some of those resources.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
All right. There's somebody out there, and I hope they're listening, that can help you with that. So that's a very specific ask. And with the events you have coming up, gosh, you need that. Give folks a glimpse at your upcoming calendar here in the next couple of months.
Yeah, and next weekend is actually, we call it the Strokes and Spokes weekend. We've created it as a training ground for the Ironman race that's coming up. But for Strokes and Spokes, we host our Beast of the Brazos, which is an open water swim. It's 1.2 and a 2.4 mile swim in the Brazos. This is our sixth year of hosting it, and this year we've added a 750-meter swim portion to it. So if anybody's interested in joining us to be able to compete, we'd love that. If you're wanting to be able to provide kayak support or help us with teardown or setup, we've got tons of volunteer opportunities. The next day is Waco Wild West, which is a bike ride, and they're targeting, the Waco Bike Club is targeting close to 2,000 cyclists for that, including a 100-mile cycling ride that they have. And then, like I said, a week or a month later is going to be Ironman again. And so that's just such a big impact for this community. And so we're excited to be able to help create this training grounds and then to be able to have all these athletes. You know, we're looking at 2,500 for Ironman coming out here. Wow. To be able to race in our rivers, in our downtown, and on the county roads.
What a huge impact that makes on Central Texas when all these people come to town for these events.
Yeah, no, they estimate the just the Ironman event itself brings in about $6 million of economic impact for this region. Yeah. So those are the types of events that we want to help bring in. And we need help hosting, right, as far as those volunteer spots.
All right, wacosports.org, is that the best place for people to get more information?
That's the best space. So come on, visit us on our website. And then I also send a newsletter out at the beginning of every month, on the first of the month, just kind of updating people on events that are coming up, events that have happened, economic impact, things that are happening in the industry, in this community as well.
Good. I get your newsletter, email. I appreciate that. And congratulations on being selected as the charity champion.
Thank you so much, John.
All right, Mike Vogelaar, he's the executive director, Greater Waco Sports Commission, is this week's charity champion. Wacosports.org is their website. Thanks to TFNB, your bank for life, the official local bank of Baylor Athletics. Derek, back to you.